This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A day after Russian fighter jets struck the propeller of a U.S. military unmanned drone over the Black Sea, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke to his Russian counterpart, Sergei Shoigu. VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman, in Washington reports Austin said, quote, the United States will fly and operate wherever international law allows.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, alongside Austin, called the Black Sea incident an aggressive act, part of a pattern of recent Russian behavior. But the United States is not looking to escalate tensions.
Incidents happen, and clearly we do not seek armed conflict with Russia.
The remote-controlled U.S. Air Force MQ-9 Reaper was ditched in the sea after the Russian fighter jet struck its propeller. Moscow denies causing the incident. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Cyclone Freddy is finally set to move away from land after killing hundreds and displacing thousands after it barreled through Mozambique and Malawi since late last week, the AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The rain continued to fall in the storm-ravaged region of Blantyre in Malawi. Over 200 people have died in the country since Hurricane Freddy made landfall days earlier. Local government minister Richard Chimwendo Banda.
The Lord's hampering our efforts to reach out.
In Kelimani in Mozambique, UNICEF Mozambique spokesperson Guy Taylor said although the storm is finally clearing, new problems such as cholera have emerged for the displaced.
Also malaria, of course, is a big risk when you have large quantities of standing water around for mosquitoes to breed in.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Up to 9% of some African nations' budgets are being spent to respond to extreme weather events, according to the UN. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken praised Ethiopia on Wednesday for its progress in implementing a peace deal to end the Tigray conflict, but stopped short of ushering the country back into a U.S. trade program. Visiting Ethiopia to repair relations that were strained by the two-year war in the northern region, Blinken met with Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and discussed ongoing efforts to solidify peace, restore basic services, and address humanitarian needs. The Ethiopian government and forces from Tigray signed a ceasefire in November, ending a conflict that has killed tens of thousands of people, left hundreds of thousands facing hunger, and displaced millions. British Finance Minister Jeremy Hunt on Wednesday launched a multi-billion pound package aimed at getting people back into work. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
Finance Minister Hunt's plan would expand access to childcare, reform pensions, and overhaul the welfare system. A depleted pool of workers is the result of a combination of factors, including a rise in early retirement, long-term illness, and migration trends. It means Britain's post-COVID labor market recovery is trailing that of international peers. The government and the Bank of England fear the tight jobs market is in turn fueling inflation and holding back growth. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Israeli President Isaac Herzog unveiled alternative changes to the judiciary on Wednesday in response to a planned overhaul by Israel's far-right coalition that has triggered mass protests in recent weeks, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected the new proposal. The drive by Netanyahu's hard-right government to enact sweeping changes to Israel's courts has sparked domestic uproar and alarm among the country's Western allies. There's a new top dog among pure breeds in America, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Randy Munden with the American Kennel Club says for the first time in three decades, the United States has a new favorite dog breed.
People really love the French Bulldog.
Owners describe the flat-faced breed as comical, friendly, and loving.
Everybody's always going to love the lab. It is what it is. But when it comes to registrations, the Frenchies really pulled ahead.
French Bulldogs are known to suffer breathing, skin, and other health problems, and their popularity has made them a target for crime, such as the 2021 shooting of Lady Gaga's dog walker. The nation's other most popular pure bred dogs include golden retrievers, German shepherds, poodles, bulldogs, and Rottweilers. I'm Jennifer King.
Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.